আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রাব্বিল আলামিন আসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলা সাইয়িদিল মুরসালিন আম্মা বাদ ফাউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম আসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া নূরাল্লাহ. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the final messenger, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam, said that whoever recites Salat upon me on Friday, I will intercede for him on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, and we should try to make it a habit to recite peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, abundantly on this blessed day. Along with this a blessed day like Friday, we do many good actions. But when we are doing these actions, keep in mind that always make some good intentions before doing these good actions, because our actions are based upon our intentions. We come for Salatul Jummah, we'll have this intention that I'm going to go perform Jummah. But along by coming to the masjid, we can make many other intentions as well. The great Imam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayh, he has mentioned 40 intentions for going to the house of Allah, to the masjid. So you can understand that how many intentions we can make and earn more reward by doing so. One of the intentions we can make is that inshallah, when I will go to the house of Allah on the day of Jummah, I will give sadaqah, I will give charity. You can also make an intention that I'm going to smile at my Muslim brothers. And this is something which we lack in today. And we should try to get into this habit, to adopt this, that smiling is sadaqah also. Where many of us, we might not be able to give charity, but if we smile, we will also earn the reward of sadaqah as well. Like this, one can make an intention, as we are sitting here in our rows, one can make an intention that I will make space for others. So it becomes easier. Try to make it easy for others. You know, if someone came to Jummah Salah and he came walking because he lived near, and if the intention that if I go walking, if I went on my car or my vehicle, I would take up space. But the local brothers, those who are working by, who have to come from work and last minute they have to come, if I was to just walk to the masjid and give them that one space, maybe it might make it easy for others. Try to make these types of intentions to do good for others, so that inshallah azawajal, this will be a means of wrapping up reward inshallah azawajal. And we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives us the ability to make good intentions before all our righteous actions. So try to make focus upon your intentions and do these actions by making intentions before it. One day it's mentioned that a person, he had a baby daughter, and this one day baby child, this cruel father, he buried his one day baby child alive, and he was arrested by the police. And when he was arrested, the police took details from him, and the father said that I am a father of 6 daughters, and my wife gave birth to another daughter. And he also said that my daughter was ugly, she was distorted, she had a distorted face, etc. He made these excuses. You know, some places in the world, some parts of the world, people have this weird mindset. And you know, they don't give value to their daughters. Why? Because the daughters are not the ones who bring in money in a lot of the places. And people look down on their daughters. But if you look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mercy to all worlds, he came and he taught us the rights of daughters. He taught us the status of women. He taught us the rights of women. Alhamdulillah. And this, but sadly people still have this type of mindset. So this cruel father, he buried his one day old daughter alive. And you know, he even said to the extent, he said he went to the doctors and he told the doctors to poison her, because he didn't want a daughter. And when the doctors refused, he buried his one day old daughter alive. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, You know, these types of incidents are happening around us, in our societies, in our countries, around the world. But have you ever thought what causes these types of incidents to take place? You find, if you go into prison, and you'll find that many people are there who have done many crimes. People have done X amount of murders. People have taken lives of many people. And especially in our time, you find that people are carrying knives, machetes. And it's so easy for them. They think it as a very minor thing of taking someone's life. Although taking a life is mentioned in Hadith, if all those in the skies and on the earth gather upon a murder of a Muslim, then Allah Azza wa Jal will put all of them into hell facing downwards. This type of cruelty, this type of evilness, which exists in humans today, which exists sadly within the Muslims today, why is this? This is due to the hardness of the heart. When the heart becomes hardened, nothing affects. He doesn't care what he does and what he's doing and what he's involved in. And this is, you find that many people are involved in crime. Why? Because their hearts have become hardened. They have become like rocks. And what is meant by the hardness of the heart is mentioned in the tafsir of the Quran. That the hardness of the heart means that the heart becomes hard due to not remembering death and not remembering the hereafter. That advice does not affect the heart. The person gets inclined towards sins, and he does not feel any sense of shame when committing a sin, and he does not consider repentance. This is what is meant by the hardness of the heart. Now let's ask ourselves this, my dear viewers and brothers, that isn't this our state today? When someone talks about death in front of us, what is our state? Oh, don't talk about death. We don't want to know about people dying. We don't want to know about death. It's like this is the state of our heart today. We don't want to talk about the hereafter. If someone keeps on advising us, brother, you're going to die one day. Brother, we got to give an account on the day of judgment. What is our state normally? We normally go into this state, you know, we probably have given ourselves comfort that we are Muslims today. We recite the kalma, that's it, we will enter into Jannah. It is not as easy as this, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madichal. We have to prepare ourselves for the Akhirah. We have to get ourselves ready. We have to focus on the reality of death, that we're going to die one day. We have to remember death, and we have to remember the hereafter. Because this world is a temporary place. We are only here for a short time. The actual abode is the hereafter. And my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this hardness of the heart, this is not a minor disease. This disease is a disease of destruction. This will destroy us. And if the heart becomes hardened, this will destroy you. And Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned regarding the hardness of the heart in Surah Al-Baqarah, Para 1. Then after it, your hearts harden. So they are like rocks or even harder. Now this verse of the Holy Quran, which talks about the heart become hardened or even harder, this was referred to the nation of Bani Israel. The people saw Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam. They saw the great miracles of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. They saw that he was a prophet of Allah, yet they rejected him. They refused. They refused to accept the deen. And this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about them, that their hearts are like stones, like rocks, or even harder. Why? Why is it mentioned that their hearts are like rocks or even harder? Because you will find sometimes, out of fear of Allah, sometimes you get stones. They tremble. They move. They roll down hills and mountains. You find streams flow out of rocks and stones. You find, you know, stones going into this state. But when a person's heart becomes hardened, no matter what you say to him, what you do, it doesn't affect him. This is what is meant by the hardness of the heart, my dear Islam brothers. Try to understand how great of a disease this is. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak, Rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, for a true believer, the biggest punishment is that his heart will become hardened. For a believer, the biggest punishment is that his heart becomes hardened. And we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this punishment, to save us from this disease. And when the heart of a person becomes hardened, what happens? That person, he doesn't involve in ibadat. He doesn't get involved in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's trying to find ways out. And he's mentioned in hadith that a hard-hearted person is far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person whose heart has become hardened, that person is away from the mercy of Allah. Imagine what will be the state of the person who is away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where will he be? It'll be destruction from him. Because we are living with the being involved in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person, he doesn't have the mercy of Allah, he'll be destroyed. And it's mentioned in a narration, there are four things from misfortunate. That person is misfortunate. Four of these things have been mentioned. Number one, the act of not flowing tears. Not able to cry. Number two, the hardness of the heart. Number three, he has high hopes. Number four, he suffers from greed of this world. These are the things that if you look at all these actions, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madi Channel, this has become our state. When was the last time we shed a tear? When was the last time we cried in the fear of Allah? When was the last time we cried remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When was the last time we cried repenting over our sins? You probably find we don't. Even if we commit a sin, we fail to make repentance. And even if we repent, normally you find people laughing when they're repenting. They're just touching their ears, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, and they're laughing at the same time. This is the state of the hardness of the heart. And the act of not able to flow tears, my dear Islamic brothers, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us ability to be able to cry, because this will soften our hearts. And also having these high hopes today. Everyone, you see, everyone's got these high hopes, high desires. Yeah, everyone is involved in this. That, you know, if a person is living, he's renting a flat, what does he want? He goes, he wants a place of his own money. A person who has a flat wants a house. Person who has a two-bedroom house, he wants a three-bedroom house. Person who has one house wants two. Risk goes on and on. It doesn't finish. This is the having these high hopes, this greed of the world, it doesn't finish. If you look at the time which we are living in, we want things to be tasting good. We want, you find the food culture of today. People are spending huge amount of money just on food. And then at the same time, they're complaining, oh, we're not making enough. Oh, we're not saving enough. Why? Because the lifestyle we are living, and these lifestyle in this way, my dear Islamic brothers, this is leading us away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the final messenger, the king of both worlds, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I would like to eat one day and I would like to remain hungry the next. This was the nature of the best of mankind. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if I wish, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make the mountains of Makkah al-Mukarramah into gold for me. But no, I prefer that I eat one day and I remain hungry the next. And if you look at the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also, you know, in the pious people, rahimahumullah, and you'll find in narrations that excess eating is also a means of the hardness of the heart. Even it's mentioned in some narrations regarding those people who eat in excess. Those people who eat a lot, this causes the hardness of the heart. In the same way, excess laughter, always laughing, joking, and all excess conversations. It's mentioned in hadith regarding these things, that these are the means of the hardness of the heart also. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, continue avoiding laughing in excess, because laughter ends the noor of the face. It takes away the light of the face. In the same way, a person who's involved in excess eating, this takes away the softness of the heart. Today we are filling our stomachs, we are filling our desires, we're filling our needs and everything. And what you're finding is that we are moving away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we need to concentrate over these actions. We need to start focusing and thinking about these actions. If our hearts become hardened, then I tell you, it becomes very difficult to turn back towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you find many people, and this is the state of the hardness of the heart today, that today we are the way we are. We are finding faults in others, where the person fails to find any fault upon himself. We're finding faults in other people. People are talking about him, but he fails to look upon himself. And because of the hardness of the heart, people do not feel ashamed over the wrong actions. Because of the hardness of the heart, people today do not turn towards repentance. Because of the hardness of the heart, my dear Islamists, people do not care how they are spending their lives, how their children are being brought up. These are all stages, all things to do with the hardness of the heart, my dear Islamists. And this hardness of the heart, this is a disease, my dear Islam. We need to save ourselves. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, six things ruins a person's deeds. Six things. Number one, act of finding faults in people. Number two, the hardness of the heart. Number three, the love of the world. Number four, lack of shame. Number five, high hopes. And number six, oppressing beyond limits. These things, my dear slime brothers, these are those things which will destroy our deeds. And when the deeds have been destroyed, is also mentioned that one of the reasons of the hardness of the heart is when deeds have been destroyed. And if you find yourself in this state, then we need to start thinking and start worrying about if our hearts become hardened in this way, then it is a time of destruction. And one of the things which have been mentioned again and again about the hardness of the heart is mentioned, one of the symptoms is to prefer the temporary world over the hereafter. This will harden the heart. The one who prefers this dunya over the akhirah. And if you look at our state today, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, isn't this our state today? Everyone wants the dunya. Everyone wants it easy in the world. Everyone's looking to make this dunya a place of success. Everyone wants them to make this dunya a place of comfort and a place of ease. Yet, what have we done to make our akhirah easy? What have we done to make our grave easy? What have we done to make our accountability easy on Yawm al-Qiyamah? Have we focused upon this? Have we thought about this even? We probably, the thought hasn't even crossed our mind that how can we make our life hereafter easy? That accountability on Yawm al-Qiyamah on the Day of Judgment. How we will give account in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the actions we have done today. There are many things which we have done in the world which you know, we'll be gripped on the Day of Judgment for. We'll be asked that why did you do this? Even those actions which there is no sin upon will be asked. Even the blessings which we Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us will be asked regarding these blessings. And today if you look at, we are ungrateful for everything. We are, and the love of the world is just increasing in our hearts day by day. Day by day we want more of the dunya. Day by day. And what is this dunya? This dunya is only 60, 70 years of life. That's all. That's how long we are here. We'll be gone. And that, forget that time, 60, 70 years, that time is past as well. You find people at the age of 20, 25 having a heart attack. Ask some of these elders who are living amongst us. That did they hear back in the days someone was having a heart attack at the age of 20? No. Today people are in front of our eyes are dying at this age. I remember one of my students, he was 24 years old. The next day was his birthday, he was going to become 25. He was coming home with a friend of his in the car. He had a heart attack, passed away at the spot. 24 years old. This should be a reminder for us. This should be a wake-up call for us. That wake up. Don't think that this dunya is everything. That's what's become with us today. We think that this dunya is everything. And for this dunya, we're running around day and night. No one cares about their salah. No one cares about their children. No one cares about anything which they are doing in the world. All we care about, somehow we can earn money. Somehow we can live a luxury life. Somehow we can live a comfortable life. This is all what we are worrying about, my dear Islam brothers. And reality is, this love for the world is the root of the cause of the hardness of the heart. We need to get ourselves out of the love of the dunya. We need to start pondering over the akhirah. We need to start thinking that what's going to happen to us in the grave. You know, today we think that we've got everything. We've got all the comforts. We've got the ease. But what is our grave going to be like? That grave which is going to be total darkness. Our beloved ones, our friends, family, everyone's going to leave us. That is a place where we're going to be on our own, just nothing with us. And that is the place where our amal will play a role. Our actions will play a role. Our goodness will play a role. That will be a place when our good actions will help us. That will be a place when the Quran will come a means of intercession. That will be a place when our good deeds will be a means of our help. But what good deeds is like we, if you weigh yourself on a scale, today how many good actions have you done? How many sins have you committed? You will find normally that your sins will overweigh your good actions. And if this is the case, if our sins are weighing over good actions, then understand this, that we cannot be successful in the akhirah. And this is just the first stage. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, who was Sayyidina Uthman Ghani? The third Khalifa of the Muslims, Amirul Mu'mineen. He is that personality who the Prophet ﷺ granted Jannah in the dunya. He gave him the glad tiding of Jannah in the dunya. He told him that Uthman will be from the people of paradise. And Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu, when he would hear about the grave, when he would go to the graveyard, he would cry, he would weep in ecstasy. He would think that, and the people would ask, "Oh, Huzur, why are you crying, remembering the grave, remembering this place?" He says, "This is the first stage. If I'm successful here, I will be successful in the akhirah." These are the stages which we should be worried about. We are worried about too much about what we are earning, where our wealth is going to come. Keep this in mind that Allah is the provider of sustenance. He will provide us no matter what. What is written for us, we will get. No matter what, it will come to us. Why are we worried about that thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised? Why don't we worry about that thing which we have not been promised about? That the stage which is going to be in the state in the grave. The condition is going to be how we're going to be on the day of judgment. The accountability of the day of judgment. Are we ready for that? We are just getting ourselves ready for the world only. Preparing, getting ourselves ready for the dunya. Are we actually ready for the real life? That life which will not finish. The life of the hereafter. What have we done for that? Are we ready to give our account for our actions? If we are not, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Mandi Channel, we need to start preparing ourselves. We need to start getting ourselves ready. Start doing them actions. Start thinking of get how that we can be successful there. You know, when an examination of the world comes upon us, upon our heads, what happens? What do? Day and night we spend in preparing, getting ourselves ready for that one exam. Yes? What about the exams of the Akhirah? Have we spent our days and nights for that? Have we spent our thoughts, our thinking for that examination of the Akhirah? If we haven't, then we really need to start worrying. We really need to start thinking. And alhamdulillah, my dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Mandi Channel, this the environment of Dawat Islami is always here reminding us, alhamdulillah, azawajal. It tells us, it makes us focus upon the Akhirah. It makes us focus upon the real life. Get yourselves ready for that. Not just yourself, with your children. Spend this time. You know, you see people today, they're so busy in earning the wealth of the world, they forget about the children. They don't care what the children are doing. We need to be saving ourselves and also save our children from the fire. Right? We have to save ourselves from that fire. Right? We got to get and prepare ourselves. We've got to save our children. We've got to start doing the tarbiyah, the education of our children. Start to focus upon this. I know we come to these countries, we come to earn money, but we forget the reality. The reality is the afterlife still. We should be worried about our iman, the protection of our iman, the protection of our iman of our children. That is what our focus, our aim should be towards. And that is what we should be working towards. And that is what we should be preparing ourselves towards. And my dear Islamic brothers, I invite you all, come and join us every Thursdays throughout the world, alhamdulillah. For wherever the viewers of Madni Channel are listening, alhamdulillah, the gatherings of Dawat Islami are taking place throughout the world in many locations. Come and attend these gatherings. Alhamdulillah, also we have brothers which they travel in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 3 days. We have, alhamdulillah, study circles happening. We have many other things happening. Connect yourself. Come and learn. Come and learn how to save yourself and how that we can save our children as well, inshallah. We make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala softens our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to worship in abundance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to turn towards Him, to turn towards His ibadat in more, and try to do ibadat in more. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the destruction of this world and also the destruction of the afterlife. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. May Dawat Islami be glorious in every corner of the world. For the sake of Medina, we are calling upon you.